Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
That was Ryan Poles after the draft. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we talk about what Ryan Poles had to say, not only to begin training camp, but he also appeared on the Bears Etc. podcast and the Hogan Johns podcast, where can we just get this out of the way? Because he started it with the pod, so I feel like I can start it in this segment. Adam Johns does look like Ozzie Trapillo. All of his listeners who are calling him Little Trapillo. Ryan Poles said no, but I say yes.
I feel like Big Johns would go along a lot further as a good nickname for Ozzie Trapillo.
Ozzie Trapillo is 6'8". In theory, anybody under 6'8" could be a Little Trapillo.
Exactly.
But I love the idea of Adam Johns looking like Ozzie Trapillo. Step up to the line and see what happens. I'll take care of this. Point being, though, we didn't hear from Ryan Poles as much as we wanted to at training camp. We did hear what he had to say to the Hogan Johns podcast. So let's establish Ryan Poles talking about what's different from this year to last year in terms of expectations. This is on the Hogan John / Little Trapillo podcast.
Yeah, I think there's just true belief. You can have excitement and all that, but when you have belief that goes from, you know, throughout your entire organization, from George all the way down the organization, that's when I think it feels different. We have some guys here that have been proven in terms of the role that they've had in the past. There's a really cool combination of experience on our coaching staff and credibility from the guys that have played the game at a high level. And I really think that's going to help our players develop. But most importantly, the belief from the guys in the locker room that they're being put in a position to be successful. And I think that's the different feel in terms of where we are now. And I also think the belief also, it's not just a coaching thing, is when they look to the right and to their left, they see dudes that can actually, you know, really play in this league. And again, that have been proven in this league. So it's coming together. It is exciting. For me as a general manager, I can never get too comfortable. So I'm always planning ahead, thinking ahead, having different alternatives ready to go just in case something happens. It's part of the job. You're always waiting for the boogeyman to pop out on you. I've talked about that before. I try not to get too comfortable, not to lean into, you know, the hype of things and really stay exactly where my feet are and be prepared for anything that pops up.
Okay, Layla, he's talking about not being able to get too comfortable. I think he's pretty comfortable after getting that extension, though. I just want to point that out.
I think he is, too, because you can tell based on his actions. Like that's part of it for me. Even in the way he says, I've moved on, when it comes to what we heard coming out of the break after he's talking about the draft. Well, of course you've moved on. I would love to move on from some of the worst years of my career. It's not that simple.
It is for him, though, because he got the extension. Once you get the extension, it's, while we may not look at it as a fresh start, he probably looks at it as a fresh start.
Has to.
And so when you get a fresh start for anything where you did not live up to the standard, whether that's your own standard, whether that's your employer's standard, you feel like, whew, you can let out the sigh of relief and be like, all right, on to the next thing.
Yeah, that's nice. But we haven't seen anything to contradict it yet. We saw you hire Ben Johnson, and I love it. We saw you sign real offensive linemen, and I love it. We're not talking about a guy who doesn't know whether or not he wants to practice in training camp this year. Joe Tooney is not going to be that guy. Joe Tooney's going to come to work every day. Like, you know that. That is a plus. But how you got there? Past needs to be acknowledged. So, let's do it. Let's go back to last year when Ryan Poles talked about how hard it was going to be to make the roster.
Things shift and change as you go along. It also, I mean, it's going to be hard to make this team now. It's going to be really hard to make this team. That doesn't mean you don't want more shots later. We'll always you know, welcome a lot of picks, but it doesn't force you to panic about the situation we're in right now with how many picks we have. So it fits our roster, but it also fits kind of like we just talked about, the current status of this draft, and then moving forward what next year looks like as well.
Okay, so that's what he had to say after the draft. But there is an actual quote from training camp last year where he says the phrase, it's going to be hard to make the roster. And when he confidently said that, he was still carrying guys like Velus Jones Jr. on it, who I pointed out as the example of that not being the case.
Velus Jones Jr.'s ability to make the roster, although he did not last on the team all season, shows us that it wasn't maybe as hard as he was making it out to be.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that was my point, was that guy, you could argue, also may have lost you a couple games here and there just with the turnovers. Ultimately, the Bears, I think, won those games because it was in the beginning of the year. But the point is, it wasn't. Every year you have reasons to be excited about your team, and that is your job, is to be excited about your team. It's to be confident in the decisions that you made. But I'm also going to point out that while you're busy deferring to the guy from the past and the guy who is now your head coach, there's responsibility in there. So I want to know, when I'm trying to figure out what's different, what is actually different?
Maybe the process is different. Maybe because you've hired now a completely brand new coaching staff, including Ben Johnson, who's a fantastic playmaker by his resume, by all accounts. You paid him a ton of money, and you hired a former head coach who has been a stalwart as a defensive coordinator. You feel like you've got the people in place. And so you realize, hey, I did the thing I need to do, which is hire better people this time around, in theory. Because again, Ben Johnson has never been a head coach of a football team. Now, I just need to get out of the way and let them do their thing and ask them, whatever you need from me, let me know. I'll get it for you. And I think that's what played out, whether it's free agency, the draft, or the trade market.
Yeah, I think it's all quaint. Here's what he had to say last year on Hard Knocks about this process.
I'm proud of the process that we've set up. It's special. It's not just about acquiring the best talent, it's about acquiring the right talent. And for where our roster was, for how far we knew it had to go.
Good, there you go.
Can we take that big jump from where we were last year to this year? And I think we're capable of doing that.
Yeah, that was the right music to back that up with. They didn't take that jump, did they, Layla?
Play that one more time.
So,
and when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me, I was in it.
The fact that the Hard Knocks puts the music underneath it.
And maybe that's the reason he doesn't want to talk as much, but this isn't Hard Knocks. Like, we there's a certain expectation. Listen, this is theatrical.
Layla.
I'm proud of the process that we've set up. It's special. It's not just about acquiring the best talent, it's about acquiring the right talent. And for where our roster was,
for how far we knew it had to go.
Good, there you go.
Can we take that big jump from where we were last year to this year? And I think we're capable of doing that.
Who are you crapping?
But now do you see why I'm so skeptical about this? Like, yeah, you did a lot of good things this offseason. You did. But when you talk like that and the results that happened, I am not confident in your process because I've seen all the results.
Hard Knocks was one thing. What's crazy is he never really lived a Hard Knock life. He didn't have to because he got the extension. So now we get to see what Ben Johnson and the crew does. I'm excited about this season because I want to see how it plays out. Like from a theatrical standpoint, if you will, a dramatic standpoint, if you will. I want to see what Ben Johnson does with the groceries that he has procured, along with Dennis Allen, from Ryan Poles.
Yeah, you know, the way to fix this, and I should probably tell you what it is. I would hope you would know. But the way to fix this is to win. End of story. You have a horrible schedule to try to make that happen. And I'm giving it a cushion because of how the 2022 Lions went 1-6 to start the season. I just want to see progress, but I also need to see wins. But when I consider all of this and the history that he had before this, you talked a lot about your process as a team. You talked a lot about why you guys were smart, why you guys were doing things that other teams weren't doing. And you decided to go traits over tape. And I've yet to see a lot of those traits take shape in resulting in good tape. I'm looking at Braxton Jones. I'm looking at Jervon Dexter. I'm looking at Zach Pickens. Never mind other decisions like Chase Claypool and Nate Davis. And yes, you get credit for the good decisions you made, like trading with the Carolina Panthers, because that's in front of you and you did the right thing. It would have been malpractice for them if they hadn't taken Caleb Williams. I understand that. But there's a lot in the middle of all of that. And previous to that, like his first draft, you're still having to expect to build around those people. They're still on your team, and you need to build around them because they're cheaper than going out and getting expensive free agents. And that's why I want to hear from him about what he thinks is going to be different.
One, I don't know that it would be malpractice if he didn't take Caleb Williams with the number one pick, knowing what we know today.
But at the time,
yeah,
well, you knew that he had to take a quarterback.
Yes, a quarterback, but I just don't know if Caleb Williams was the right quarterback. Well, time will tell.
The fact that they didn't even scout Jaden Daniels.
Exactly. That's kind of where I said it.
And that is malpractice to me to not even scout Jaden Daniels.
So that's why I want to make sure that we clarified that, because there's an argument to be made that Jaden Daniels could have a better career than Caleb. He's certainly through 1 year, which is a snapshot. It's better. But the other thing I just wanted to hit on is, you said 1-6. You've got that grace of first year, everything else. Knowing the schedule is much more difficult this year than it was last year on paper, I don't know that anyone else is going to be okay with 1-6 out of the gate.
Well, I've also said that theoretically, your GM in his fourth year should have, especially with a 1-1 QB, should have 10 wins to his name. You know, I've also said that. And he got extended, so I think people think that.
We'll find out the hard way, one way or another.
So I found another clip from that propaganda machine that was Hard Knocks last year.
Is it from the ice cream museum?
No, but that was great.
Is it the slow-mo of the play that you desperately needed to take 15 seconds instead of 10 when that episode came out late the second week?
I'll just play and let the people cringe.
There's a bond growing between Eberflus and Williams.
Oh, man. No, we're not doing that.
Wait, what's? Do we have the rest of that?
No, we don't want that.
I don't think we want that.
We got to go to break.
There are more lies I'm about to tell you about the Bears.
I mean, we had Eberflus on, and I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. But then, again, results show themselves. Mistakes were made.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Happ drills one deep left center field. Forget about it. That's gone. Cubs go back to back again. First PCA, now Happ. And it's 6-0 Cubs over the Red Sox.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And a high fly ball hit to deep left. Happ going back. He's at the track near the wall. Leaps. And he makes the catch. Another excellent play in left.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Should we get PCA out here?
Yeah.
We're going to go get P. We'll be right back.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do like talking to Ian Happ, and that's why he joins us every week here on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. You heard a little bit of it. Cubs Gold Glover Ian Happ hosts the Compound Podcast. It's now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, Ian.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. We're happy to have you. I guess we should start there because, as we understand, that Music Box Theater episode of the Compound Podcast did just drop. It was over the All-Star break. I heard the call for PCA. How was the rest of that episode? How'd it go?
It was awesome. It was great to do the live show, and it was nice of Pete to come out and do that. We had a blast. Music Box was a great host and a great venue, and I think people really enjoyed just seeing that. That live sit down, but we were able to release the audio over the break. A little bit tough for us to get together. Cubs plane got delayed a little bit coming back from New York, so put that one out over the break, and then we just recorded yesterday afternoon, so we got one coming out tomorrow.
Ian, I just quick question. We're so used to hearing Pete Crow Armstrong described as PCA. Does anyone in that clubhouse call him PCA, or does everyone call him Pete?
Mostly Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say mostly Pete, Peter. You might refer to him as PCA when you're talking to somebody else, but to his face, I don't think anybody's saying, hey, PCA.
Peter.
I like the Peter. I think the Peter is the winner right there. It's got a certain element to it, right? Where I can't quite describe it, but I like Peter.
Yeah, that's my go-to. Not actually his name. So I think it counts as a nickname.
I think that works well, especially when you're a young player. You're going to get messed with a little bit in a clubhouse where there are some veterans for sure. Something tells me that was a good move, ribbing him a little bit.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. That's been the go-to since kind of day one with him.
And we've watched this team play better baseball in the month of July than in the month of June. You guys were a 500 team in June, 10-6 in the month of July. Nothing to cry home about, but here come the Brewers. They've taken over first place. They have the best record in baseball. Does the tenor change at all post All-Star break as you get closer to the end of the season?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the same team, same attitude. We're just going out there every day focused on kind of our brand of baseball and what we do really well and what series we're playing in. I think the games over the weekend against the Red Sox were a good example of just kind of our brand of baseball, all three facets, and doing it really well. And so that was a lot of fun to come out of the break that way. You know, we dropped that game on Sunday, but I thought it was just really good baseball overall.
The atmosphere, even when we were there, Ian, before the game on Friday, you could tell there was a massive buzz. Crane Kenny said it was one of the most on-demand, if not most demanded, tickets in the history of the Cubs, when you consider the secondary market and just how many fans wanted to be there. What was that atmosphere like, especially Friday, you know, the first game back, and here you are facing off with Lucas Giolito on the mound?
Yeah, it was really cool. I think just, you know, it's always a great atmosphere. You know, we had 39,000 last night on a Monday. But that was a lot of buzz. I think just Red Sox Cubs, pretty rare. And to have that coming out of the break with some good weather and team that was in first place, like it was really cool. And I saw something that, like, if you include the rooftops, it was like 44,000 or 45,000 or something like that. But yeah, seeing that one game, I think it was Friday, it was over 41,000 on the board when they did the attendance. It's just standing room only. People are packed in there. It's loud. It's exciting. It's been a great atmosphere all summer. It's really cool.
Joined by Cubs Gold Glover Ian Happ here on Raheemy and Harris. If we talk about where the Cubs are as we get ready for the second half, final 62 games of the season. You're 100 games in now. Ian, you put together a modest little hitting streak here. 6 straight you've gotten a hit in. Is anything changed for you, or is it just a matter of balls finding places to land right now?
Yeah, I mean, same stuff. I think it's some good at bats, hit some balls hard. You know, I wish more of them were falling. I'm not going to lie. It's been a little bit better. There's been some good swings. You know, a lot of one hits in there. Couple balls, man, hit a ball against Crochet that was knocked down by the wind, and another rocket right at the third baseman. Just keep making those swings. Keep believing that they're going to get down, because hit a few balls over the weekend that could have got out of the park. A couple of them didn't, but just keep with that approach and keep going.
What was it like facing off with Crochet? That was a game I was pointing to, just because tough lefty on the mound, one of the favorites for Cy Young, and thanks to Cade Horton as well, you guys were in it until the later innings. But Crochet in particular, you know, what has made him so tough?
Yeah, he, you know, he's got the explosive fastball. It's a crossfire. You know, he's really throwing from that first base side, and the fastball is pretty explosive. And then, you know, he does a good job with the off-speed pitches of commanding them, being around the zone, and just making them work off each other. I thought we had great at bats. I thought the quality of the bat was really good. We hit balls hard all over the park. Wind didn't do us a ton of favors, and we easily could have put up, you know, 3, 4, or 5 runs in that game. But that's what makes him good. What makes him really good is that, similar to Skubal, he goes out there, he throws strikes, doesn't walk guys, and finds a way to get through 6, 7 innings. And you think, similar to Skubal, we walked away saying we had great at bats, hit balls really hard, could have been a different story. But, you know, those guys walk out of there with 6 innings, 1 run. And that's what makes him really good. So makes him Cy Young candidates.
All-Star break is in the rearview mirror, Ian, and now next big hallmark on the calendar is the trade deadline next Thursday, so we're only 9 days away. I'm just curious, as a baseball observer and also as a team that's firmly in a race right now, how do you view the trade deadline, and what are you anticipating, or do you tune in extra, whether it's social media, or is there more scuttlebutt in the locker room? How would you describe that?
No, I always think it's interesting. I think it's interesting to see what teams are looking for what. I think there's going to be a pretty competitive market, as there always is, in a few different positions. It feels like a lot of the teams that are competing are looking for, everybody's always looking for pitching, but on the position player side, you know, a couple specific things. And so it's going to drive up the price of a few guys. I think in the past, you know, since I've been here, Jed has done an awesome job at the deadline. He's always found pieces that we need. And I think we as players have a lot of trust that he's going to go out and do that. And you know, it's always an interesting time because it's exciting. Team's going to get better. And you know, we have a really, really good group here already. And I think that we have a lot of beliefs in the group that's in the room right now.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. Ian, I feel like you've also been through a scope of ups and downs at the trade deadline. You know, you were on hand to watch that 2021 deadline where you saw the core of the World Series team essentially get traded away in a matter of days. And you've also been on the side the last couple of years where the Cubs were buyers. I think it was really special in 2023 to see how you guys played yourselves into that situation. You know, had a great month of June leading up to the deadline, a good month of July, and then you're able to be there. How do you look back at like the past couple of years where you find out, yeah, they want to invest in this team, they're doing things to try to make it better at the big league level, and what kind of boost can it bring?
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate in my career to have only been on the selling side twice, and the buying side a lot. So, yeah, I think that's the cool part about being a Cub. It's you should always be in it. And luckily we have been a lot to get that boost, play yourself into contention. That's kind of the last 2 years we've kind of been, all right, let's play ourselves into a spot where we could add. And this year, similar to early in my career, it's like, we're going to add, we're in a spot where we're got a really good chance to be in this thing deep into October. And that's, you know, haven't been there since kind of early in my career. And so to be in that spot again, it's awesome. It's the best feeling that Wrigley's going to be rocking all summer and that you're going to be in the thick of it. It doesn't get any better.
Ian, looking at that deadline, and you talked about different teams knowing they need different things, and a lot of the buyers, if you will, as of this moment, need the same kind of positional help. I'm curious as to your thoughts about what's happened at third base. I mean, you go back to Isak Paredes, his acquisition, and now this year the Cubs have been mentioned in pursuit of a lot of different players, including Eugenio Suarez as a possibility. When you look at what Matt Shaw's done just since the All-Star break, is there enough time between now and next week for him to make a case to be the everyday third baseman on a team trying to make a push for the World Series?
I mean, Matt is the everyday third baseman right now. He's been awesome. His defense has been fantastic. You saw it again last night. I know it's not a game that we won, but you know, great play coming home at the bases loaded situation. He's played at such a solid defensive third base. And that homer he hit early in the game yesterday was huge. Tough pitch to get to. That guy's changeup does not get hit. If you look at the numbers on it, and he did a great job of keeping that thing fair. And his attitude on a daily basis, who he's been, has been so consistent, and doing anything to help the group. And I can't say enough about that, just how he's handled himself. And so, you know, he's our third baseman. He's been awesome. We have a ton of belief in him.
I also want to ask you about who's on the mound for Kansas City tonight. We got word that Rich Hill was going to be starting. Exactly. Yeah. This is a guy who's 45 years old. There are some old jokes to be made in there somewhere. You know, it reminds me of Jamie Moyer at this point. Rich Hill could just, he cannot be stopped. Like, the truth in my life is that Rich Hill is going to pitch somewhere every year. You know, how do you look at his career just knowing what he's been able to do for so long?
It's awesome. I mean, it's really awesome. You know, faced him as a Dodger, faced him as a Pirate, and trying to think if we faced him anywhere else along the way, but it's super impressive. His love for the game and his desire to be out here and be competing, it's really, really cool. And everybody that I've played with who's played with him has spoke so highly of him as a person, as a teammate. And so it's cool that he's going to be back in the big leagues, and it's cool that we're going to face him. Honestly, I think it's really awesome to be able to keep going and wanting to do this for that long is really cool.
How long can you see yourself playing baseball? Because, I mean, the first thought that runs to your mind has to be, am I going to be playing baseball at 45? Probably not, right?
I'm not Julio Franco. I don't think the game will let me play until you're 45. If the game lets you play until you're 45, you got a lot of talent and an ability to play this game, because the game will retire you before that as a hitter. I don't think the oldest, I mean, JT's 40. I think I don't think we've seen many hitters post 40. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to play this game for as long as I can, as long as they let me wear the uniform. But 45 is pretty impressive.
That was my thought on it, Ian, was when you consider the appreciation that guys, I feel like even after the age of 35, have for still being in baseball and still playing. What's some of the, you know, you mentioned Turner, for example. What's some of the impressions you've gotten from guys who are able to play into their 40s?
Yeah, I think this one is the ability to stay healthy, you know, the ability to be available and be healthy. And I think the other part is, once you get over, there's an age gap, there's 35, 36, you know, if you haven't signed a long-term deal, where as a free agent, like, you have to produce to keep getting contracts, and teams aren't handing out longer term deals, you know, multiple year deals to guys that are 35, 36, 37, unless you're really producing. So, I think in JT's case, you look at it, what he's done the last couple of years, whether it was in Boston or Seattle, kind of late in his career, he's produced every year to keep getting deals, and that's what you have to do. And it's just super impressive, you know, at that age to be doing that, and also to have the desire to work, to put in the work in the off season. You know, it's more work than it is when you're young, to be able to get your body ready to do this every day. So it's really cool just to see that desire and love for the game, love being around it.
Ian Happ joining us as he does every week here on Raheem and Harris. And he doesn't just want to play against and with older players. He loves baseball players of all ages. You can join Ian Happ for a day of fundamentals and fun at his Jewel Osco Baseball Pro Camp in partnership with Procter & Gamble. Ian's Baseball Pro Camp open to boys and girls grades 1 through 8 and will be held at Maine West High School in Des Plaines on July 31st. Go to ianhappcamp.com for more info. Ian, you ready for this camp?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be great. We're actually, I got some, I'm doing some autographs for it this morning that we're going to give to the campers, and just getting excited to see everybody out there. It's going to be a great day, and yeah, we're super fired up for it.
Also, you were in the outfield yesterday. Were you paying attention when you saw one of the fans dive over and into the basket? Yes, that happened last night.
On a home run, because, you know, home run balls are meant to go after, and he got a little too overzealous and actually fell into the basket.
Fully in the basket, that's why.
Fully in the basket.
Yes. They didn't, you know, they don't show that stuff as much on the broadcast anymore. Like, you have to rely on fan videos. But I just wasn't sure if, like, you were observing the outfield at the time and saw the aftermath there. You're watching, like, the next batter. But so that happened. You know, usually where if you're in the outfield, you would have seen it or heard it behind you.
Yeah, I did not pick up on that, but I get the question a lot from guys when they first come over, new coaches. Why is the basket there? That's why it's there, because people used to walk on the wall people, like the Bleacher Bums, used to like run on the wall and they would fall on the field, so they put the basket up. That's my understanding. That's why it's there.
I feel like you're the conduit now between the media and the Bleacher regulars, because you physically are there. You know, like, do you feel like you have to keep an eye on things? Like, not necessarily disciplinary, but just, you know, you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention. Yeah, I'm locked in on my people out there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that's why I figured I'd ask you about it, just because I know you're always aware of the area.
Yeah, I feel bad that I missed that. I'm going to have to go find that video.
It's online. I just don't think you can ask Marquee for it. Yeah, you have to find the fan copy.
Well, I'll get deep in the internet to find that.
Yeah, please report on that and report back for us. Ian Happ, thank you so much. Also, anything we need to know with Connect before we let you go?
No. Connect's great. We're working on the next Gold Series. So I got some samples I'm going to try, and we're working on the next one for release next month. So we're excited about that.
Awesome, Ian. And in the meantime, please tell Peter Crow Armstrong that we say hello.
That's going to stick. Just let you know, Ian. You started it.
Peter, that's so good. Thanks, Ian. We appreciate the time. That was Ian Happ, of course, our Gold Glove outfielder who makes his weekly appearance every week on The Score. Connect Roasters, you can get the iced coffee, the cold brew right now on sale. Stangold's as well. Good place to get it before a Cubs game, like maybe you're going tonight.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As you hear it going through the offseason, the Bears got to get a running back, the Bears got to do this because Drake can't do that. How do you deal with those types of things?
What can I do?
The conversation, you know I don't agree with it, but I want to know how you deal with it, the perception of it.
Everybody got an opinion, they're entitled to their own opinion. My job is to come in here and continue to work. And like I said, I'm excited for this season. I know who I am and what I'm about. So that's all. Thankful for another opportunity going into this season.
That was DeAndre Swift, and this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We shift gears back to Bears training camp, where This is new for us. Everybody's talking early. The practices are being held early, so we get to react to this stuff real time as the news is coming in, which is not common for us. I feel like that part of it is fun.
Thank you, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, thanks for getting us the freshest of the news. And a lot of the fresh news does involve the running back room. It's been something that we've talked about a lot. Do they have who they want? You heard Kaylin Kaler mention Ashton Jeanty in her segment. He's a Raider. We knew there was a lot of commotion around Jeanty and whether or not he would drop to the Bears at 10. It didn't happen. And then they didn't take a running back in the draft until the 7th round in Kyle Menungai. So when you consider that the discussion went from Jeanty to Menungai, how are they going to address it when they know that so much of Ben Johnson's offense is predicated on the run? So let's start with Ben Johnson talking about his assessment of the Bears running back room.
We'll find out more once we get the pads on, but extremely coachable, improvements on the tracks every single day. Just we're very detailed with where we want them to go. They're all about it. Coach Bieniemy is doing a phenomenal job. He's very demanding. He's one of the more demanding coaches I've been around. I think they're receptive to that type of coaching. I think Swift has done a great job. Come back from the summer, he's in great shape. He had some plays yesterday that weren't ideal. We might have had a guy unblocked in the hole, and yet he's able to extend it and make something happen beyond. So a highly motivated group. I know the perception out there is that maybe it's not the most talented room in the world. They like to hear that noise. So we're gonna be just fine.
You also like to hear that noise, because how did the Ashton Jeanty rumors get started? I get it. He's doing the right thing. You use it as a bulletin board type of material to coach him up. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, say, for example, DeAndre Swift last season had 253 carries go for 959 yards.
That seems bad.
3.8 yards a carry. And we heard Eric Bieniemy, by the way, talk about the importance of running up the middle of the offensive line, running between your tackles, for example, running off of your guards and then being able to make something happen. So I do think that there's been a lot of discussion about how to get better at all of these things.
I'm just wondering what the roles will be for the guys not named DeAndre Swift. That's really where this comes down to, because we know about Swift's past with Johnson in Detroit. What I don't know is, what does he think of Roschon Johnson, Kyle Menungai, who was their rookie running back drafted in the 7th round, and Travis Homer? And could they supplant, complement? What are the roles going to be? And I don't know that Ben Johnson knows those answers, but I'm along for that ride as much as any other position group on this team.
We do know that he doesn't know those answers, because in his introductory press conference at training camp, he talked about how he doesn't know what kind of scheme they're running yet, which I found to be really interesting, because again, if that's going to dictate how you run the offense and you're still trying to figure out what your personnel are doing, that's a big part of it.
Swift on a 3-year, $24 million contract. So this is year two.
Correct.
And I just wonder what that's going to look like going forward. Is it going to be, all right, let's ride with him now and see what we can improve, upgrade, replace at the end of this season? But let's be honest, Caleb Williams, just a second-year quarterback. This is his first time running Ben Johnson's offense. It's got to be a situation where he can lean on the running game, you would think.
No, there's no you would think. In order to do anything that they want to do here, they have to run the ball more. And I've said that forever, but especially in Ben Johnson's offense, you don't have to run it a ton more. Just the slightest threat of the run will open up play action. But the Bears didn't run a lot of play action last year.
I don't think it's run it more necessarily. It's just you have to run more effectively. When you do run it, you've got to have the type of balance and the type of threat that other teams now don't know what you're doing.
When your quarterback got sacked 68 times last year, you can bet I'm running the ball more. Period.
Yeah, and this all ties into the offensive line as well, which I have a great deal of faith in based on the personnel. Before we know about the cohesion and how that's going to look, before we know who's actually going to start at left tackle. But I thought that was an interesting nugget that was given to us by Mark Grody that, hey, Braxton Jones, when they just go out there, he's been the guy. And then when they're actually doing stuff because he's not ramped up yet, they've been alternating at the left tackle
and position. That makes sense. He's the incumbent veteran. That makes all the sense in the world. Now tell me how you want to use your second round pick in Ozzie Trapillo when that's the case, but that's part of it. Have I said that I want more out of Braxton Jones? Yes, I have, especially when it comes to pass blocking. Now, as far as the offensive line itself, DeAndre Swift said, as we mentioned, you know, he can't wait to run behind this new offensive line. I'm glad he's excited. He's a veteran. He knows what it's like to run behind good offensive lines. He's played for Detroit and Philadelphia. So I'll take his expertise on that. So what did Ben Johnson have to say about Swift's production last season, which we mentioned?
He has always been quiet. He's always been highly motivated on the inside. So there's a lot of things about him that are the same as what they've been. He's not happy with how last year went for him. Production-wise, team-wise, everything-wise. He's really motivated. He's really excited to help lead and spur this team forward. So I don't think I see a whole lot of differences from where he's been, but I see a very hungry individual.
That's Ben Johnson talking about DeAndre Swift, who as of now is number one on the depth chart at running back, as we talk here on Raheemy and Harris about what that running back room could look like going forward and whether or not DeAndre Swift is the guy. As of now, he is, but all these things are subject to change.
Right. I don't necessarily know that running back room is set. And when you consider a head coach comes in, he's got a different opinion of certain talent. For example, drafts a tight end 10th overall. So I think a lot of this is him trying to evaluate who these people are and how he can make the same things look different and the different things look the same. That's, of course, a tenet of his offensive mission statement as well. So Ben Johnson also talked about how that would look, like what the process looks like with trying to put this run game together.
We'll talk about it as a staff, and that's where we got to lean IA. We got a great veteran O-line coach in Dan Roshar that he's been around. He knows what good football looks like. He'll be able to hone in on what he feels like our unit up front can handle. The volume is a big deal. How much is too much? And so that's that fine line. We got to make sure we're attacking the defense and keeping them guessing. But at the same time, we got to do things that we're good at. So over the course of camp, over the next few weeks, it's really going to come together for us.
When he says how much is too much, I'm assuming he's talking about how many times you can try to run the ball and see if it's going to work in certain cases.
If your line's good. There's no such thing as too much.
But if you dance to the line and you don't say run straight on, how much is that going to affect the expected yards you want on a certain play? You know, when you're trying to figure out outside zone, how much is that going to affect what you're doing? Can you block for it? That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I think that's where it starts, right? Can you block for it? And if you can block for it, then you can just keep running the ball as much as you want.
Well, ask Braxton Jones and the crew about outside zone blocking.
Layla, one of my favorite things in football is when a team goes up, let's say, two scores in the second half, and the defense is tired, and they're just like, oh, y'all look tired over there. What's good? And they just pound and pound and pound away, and they break off chunks, big explosive plays. And at that point, the defense is defeated because they can't stop the run. We've seen that happen to the Bears a few times.
That's
in the last
ideal.
Few years.
Yeah. And part of the problem is it's because the opposing team's offense gets right back on the field. You know, that's the issue is it's happened to the Bears when the Bears offense can't produce, you know, and then the defense has to come back out there and the time adds up. You know, time of possession, I still think, is a valid stat in the NFL in certain cases. This is an example. But as far as putting it together, you know, I still think about the fact that Ben Johnson decided Jahmyr Gibbs was the better running back. Like, they went out and spent a high draft pick on Jahmyr Gibbs to have that combination with he and David Montgomery.
People thought they were crazy at the time.
I certainly did, because I thought you had a great running back in DeAndre Swift. They made him look good.
And people will tell you don't take running backs that high, but the whole thing is, if you know what you're getting and you know how to use them, that's why I got no issues with the Colston Loveland pick, because I got, at this point, Ben Johnson has earned the confidence of most people because he's Ben Johnson. Look what he's been able to do as a play caller. If he's picking a guy that high, there is a reason.
Yeah, well, he's comped him to Sam Laporta. He did that.
Right.
What about the Colson Montgomery pick?
Hey, that's a powerful force, as we found out over the last couple of days.
So at the end of that Ben Johnson clip, he's talked about we need to play into what our offense is good at. So asking you guys, as of right now, what do you think the Bears offense is good at?
I think it's too early. I don't think they know yet. I think the better question there, Robbie, is how long will it take to find out what the offense is good at? I think the joint practices are something to circle, as now we're going to know after the joint practices. I think he looks at those joint practices more than he looks at the actual exhibition of preseason games.
Let's look at the individual strengths. What do you know your individuals are good at based on their resumes? You know that Drew Dahlman is good at being a center, much better than any center the Bears have had recently. You know that that's the case for Joe Tooney. He knows Jonah Jackson to be good when he had him, even though he had the injury in L.A. So that's what you know up front. I know Braxton Jones struggles on certain pass blocking. I know he's fabulous in space. I would want that guy downfield blocking for me. And on the other side, I know Darnell Wright is consistent enough to trust. So I go out then to the quarterback and the running backs, for example, and I know DeAndre Swift is good at giving you multiple looks. I know he's good at catching passes out of the backfield, and I know that DJ Moore is versatile. So I think probably having at least two people who know how to be versatile when it comes to the yards from the line of scrimmage is a good place to start.
I'm with you on that. I think it's just understanding. And maybe he hasn't done it yet. I mean, he has a playbook. They've learned the playbook. They've had install. I want to know what the end result's going to be, though. And I think so much of that depends on Caleb Williams. So I think everything we're asking each other and we're observing right now, it's not going to mean anything if Caleb Williams isn't doing his job well.
Yeah, so much of this is just reliant on it's built on your run game, but it's reliant on QB1. Like, how are you going to fake that play action?
What's that cadence sounding like coming up to the line?
Cadence is a massive, massive, massive aspect
of
this.
Are you practicing your cadence while driving in the car?
Might you look interesting to a car next to you who sees you and wants to know why you're talking to yourself? Or maybe they can hear you because you're that loud with your cadence.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge.
The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.